Hi there, this is Colin Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. And today I just want to share about changing your source. And then I'm just going to pray for us. But, you know, we all withdraw from a source every day, and variety of sources sometimes. But we know there's one source that gives us life and we should withdraw from. And it's our Lord, it's our Savior, it's Jesus, it's Holy Spirit, it's the Father, because He is our way, our truth, our life. And it's so interesting that, you know, somehow we as Christians sometimes, you know, we live toward God instead of from God. And there's this scripture where Paul says in Colossians 1:29, he says, "For this I toll," right, which is also work, "struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me." Now, isn't that an interesting way of saying it? Because a lot of us have grown up with an idea that when God works his supernatural power, it's God, it's not you, you know, and it's got nothing to do with you or what you did. But yet Paul says here, he struggles and he works with the energy of the Lord that works powerfully through him. And it's this interesting concept of his grace that is working through us. Now, let me just read one more verse, at least maybe one after that. But in Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 10, he says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." All right, so a lot of people read a verse like this, and they would easily say, "Wow, so grace just means nothing you did or could ever do or has nothing to do with you," which is not true. Because if he says grace through faith, now faith requires a response. So faith is imparted by the word, right? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So that's what another scripture says. And so that is a reaction from our side. Now, our reaction, our intention to receive is not works. What the works is that this scripture talks about in Ephesians 2 is the works of the law. See, that's what the Jews believed helped them attain reward and acknowledgement of God, is when they did works of the law to, you know, get God's favor. But grace is the Lord's favor that is given freely. See, so that's him saying, "I'm giving you a grace." But then he goes on and he says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works." So this is not works of the law. This is works of the Spirit that God works through us, right? It's not the law he's speaking of here. It is the will of the Lord being done through our lives. He literally changes who we are and where we draw from every day. And it changes us. And he prepared this, see, through his grace to give it to us. So to empower, to walk out what his grace and his will looks like. That's what Paul says as well here, saying his energy working through him powerfully, right? But it involves even with him struggling and working. So it means he's trusting on this grace that he's gotten freely to empower him to do things that need to be done. Now, I want to just give you a key to walking in this grace, because a lot of people talk about grace, but we don't necessarily know how to really get to it or accept it for ourselves. Now, there's a scripture in 1 Samuel 15:22, and we know in the Old Testament they had sacrifices and so on that they did for sins of the nation and so on. But he says this phrase, that obedience is better than sacrifice. And this, you know, we can understand that from this phrase, We know that sacrifice demands mercy for actions, you know, that are taken in moments of weakness, whereas obedience makes a withdrawal from grace that enables us to walk in what Jesus paid for. Now, I hope you got that, because when we do things out of a sense of sacrificing, of doing from our own power to get somewhere, you know, like I said in the beginning, living toward God, if we do, we could reach Him. We will only live in a place of expecting mercy, because we'll always weigh it up with what we are able to do and our failures. So to expect God, just help me a little bit, then I could maybe get to you, you know, instead of obedience, which requires you to believe that you already received His favor. So you can act upon what He said and what He wants to do because you can. So that's different. That's what drawing from Him really looks like. Now, to some of us, it might look different, stepping into this type of grace. To live from a place of winning so that you could withdraw from the one who already won. You know, what does making this type of shift look like for you? Maybe it'll start with how you talk. Talk like you won, and you'll continue to do it. You know, maybe it's how you see yourself. Did you know, that there's no failure or ugly in God? You know, he became the ultimate failure for us on the cross, bearing all our shame and guilt. He didn't just leave it at that. You know, he thought it would be such a grand thing to rise from the grave as well for you. And he's the living resurrection spirit in you, so you can lift your head. You know, and so believe his grace is for you, that you can be obedient, not because you're trying to attain something, but because you can withdraw from what you have, his favor, right? That's one of the meanings of grace, is unmerited favor. So withdraw from his favor today. Another way of saying this is, like, mercy is God giving us something good instead of what we would have gotten from our failures. Whereas grace is God making us something new. We are not even the person who ever failed. You know, that gives us hope. So I'm just sharing this today because there's even a place where when you start being obedient out of what you already have, even the things, your daily tasks and chores, will feel lighter because you're not doing it alone anymore. And there's things that need to be done. Not everything's smooth and easy and high-flying, smooth sailing, but it is lighter because the Lord's energy, His grace, can help you. So, yeah, just be there and just pray with me today. So, thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for your favor that is unmerited. Thank you, Lord, that your energy will flow through us, God, as we do what we need to do, even if it doesn't look like ministry and being a pastor or a prophet, or even if it's the normal things in our life that need to get done, our work, being there for our family. God, that your grace would empower us. God, that we will step not just into your favor, but that we are already there, and we'd step forward with your favor, God, that we know the Lord has affirmed me because of his Son, Jesus. And you can be in a place of being thankful, of not being tired, but actually you can step forward in a place of rest. So thank you, Jesus, just being there. Thank you for being their energy, their strength, being their power, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you that they can rest and say, thank you, God. In you, I am free. Thank you, Lord. In you, I am at a place of peace. I am at a place of rest. Thank you, Lord. My heart can be filled with you. Thank you, Lord. I'm not in a place just of need, but I'm in a place of being fulfilled in my heart. And I can live and give from there. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that none of anyone who's listening is alone, but you are there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they have this amazing privilege to just withdraw from you. Because you're not absent, you're not missing in action. You're there, ready to take action. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Resting in you doesn't mean being passive. It means actively engaging with you, O Lord, and then doing life. I thank you. Jesus' name. Bless each one. Thank you, Father, that they would have that provision would be made for them in Jesus' name, in their finances, in their spirit, and in their body. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Bless you guys. It's always such a privilege just to pray with you, share something with you. And we want to thank you all for praying with us, sowing into our lives, financially praying with us. We appreciate it so much. And God bless you with all his grace in Jesus' name. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. And we'll chat next week. Bless you guys. Until next time.